الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله، صدق الله العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise, the thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise, the thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. We seek His help. We beg Him for His forgiveness. We believe in Him. We put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves astray, there is none that can guide him. And I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in his book, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of him, and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds, and he will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen, and be with those who are truthful in their words and truthful in their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the best guidance is the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reminds us in his book, Inna iddata shuhuri inda Allahi thna ashara shahra fi kitabillah. Shahran fi kitabillahi yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal arda minha arba'atun hurum. Thalika ad-deenu al-qayyim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, indeed, the number of months with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is 12 months in a year. So it was ordained by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day that he created the heavens and the earth. Of them, four are sacred. That is the correct religion. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, today, inshallah, we would like to discuss briefly one of those 12 months. That is the month of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is this month. So that we understand what we are talking about, inshallah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to the tafsir of At-Tabari, regarding this ayah, and that ayah is إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين. According to, as we said, the tafsir of At-Tabari, Ibn Abbas was reported to have said by his student Ikrama in giving a tafsir or an explanation of this ayah, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakatin. Surely we sent it down in a blessed night. That night being in a blessed month, of course. But Allah SWT is specifically speaking of this night. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubaraka. Ibn Abbas, just so that we understand who's talking. He is who? He is Tarjumul Qur'an. This was his title. The one who interprets the Qur'an. As an infant, Prophet Muhammad SAW asked Allah SWT to bless him with understanding and insight to the Qur'an. So he was well known before he could even talk that this was his mission, this was his job. He said, Hamim means, in this ayah, Hamim starts this surah, Surah Al-Dukhan. Hamim, wal-kitabul mubin, and by the blessed or the clear book, Hamim here, it means that Allah SWT has predetermined everything in existence until the day of judgment. Again, these first ayahs, Allah SWT, he said, Hamim, والكتاب المبين إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين. حميم. It means that Allah SWT has predetermined everything until the day of resurrection. والكتاب المبين. And by the clear book, Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه, he said this means the Quran, which is also the object that is referred to, Inna anzalnahu, surely we have sent it down. So again, he's talking about the Quran. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakatin. And the blessed night here is Nisfu Sha'ban. Now, what does this mean? Does this mean that when Allah SWT, he says, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, that these are different things? Is he talking about that the Quran had come down in the night of Sha'ban, or is it that it came down in Laylatul Qadr? That, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, is a discussion for a whole nother khutbah. But suffice it to say is that both are true. Suffice it to say, both are true. Why are both true? Nisfu Sha'ban is the night of announcement. And Laylatul Qadr is the night of decree. Nisfu Sha'ban, this is the month in which we are in now. We are in the month of Sha'ban. And Prophet Muhammad SAW, he said, this is my month. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Kareem. And by him being Al-Kareem, that means he's the generous. Whenever there is a month of note, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not just single out a day, he singles out the entire month. So let us start with the holy month of Ramadan. We know that the best night makes this the best month. And the best night in the holy month of Ramadan is Laylatul Qadr. If we look at the sacred months, we can look at Dhul Qa'dah. What makes that month sacred? It's a day. It's a day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he told Musa alayhi salam to come up, and it was the first day of Dhul Qa'dah, as a matter of fact, that he told Musa alayhi salam to come to the Mount of Tur, and that he revealed or spoke to Musa in that month about the Torah, inshallah. We know that in the month of Dhul-Hijjah, the day of Arafah, of course, no doubt. the day in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you make it and your feet are actually on the ground, the dirt of Arafah, you have forgiveness. We go to Muharram, and there are many, many, many days, but specifically the day in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he rescued Bani Israel from Fir'aun. And that day was a blessed day. We go to now to Rajab, and we can look in Rajab, and you can find the month that in that month, there's a specific day in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for all intents and purposes, the majority agree that on the 27th of Rajab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he called his servant, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he said, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spared Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Mecca to the masjid in Jerusalem and then took him up through the heavens and back in one night, the Isra and Mi'raj. So now we look at Sha'ban. What makes it special? Why would Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam pick this as his month? If we look at the hadith, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to As-Suduq, he said the month of Sha'ban is a very decent month, and it is my month. And the angels who bear the throne of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciate it, and they know its rights. In this month, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases his provisions upon the believers in preparation for the holy month of Ramadan. And Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decorates paradise in this month. And it is in this month, the month of action. This month of action is where one hasana may be worth 70 hasana in any other month. And this is the month in which the sins are forgiven. And Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he boasts to those who bear the throne about his mu'min, about the believers amongst his slaves who fast and pray during this month. We also know of another hadith in which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon those who help me in this month. The companions asked, how do you mean help me? That means that they accompany him in fasting in this month. They follow his millah, his sunnah, in that he fasted in this month more so than in any other month except for the holy month of Ramadan. But again, why this month? What's the day? What's special about Nisfu Sha'ban? We know, inshallah ta'ala, that it is what is called the night, or the middle of it, the night of absolution. The night in which Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces things that will come for the next year. According to the mother of the believers, radiyallahu anha, Aisha, again, radiyallahu anha, she reported to say, once Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was performing the salah of tahajjud, and he made a very long sajda until I feared that he might have passed away. When I saw this, I rose from my bed and I moved his thumb to see if he was alive or not. When the thumb moved, I returned to my place. And then I heard him saying in sajda, I seek refuge in your forgiveness from your punishment, and I seek refuge in your pleasure from your aggravation. And I seek refuge with you from you. And I cannot praise you fully as you deserve. You are exactly as you have defined yourself. Thereafter, when he raised his head from sajda and finished his salah, he said to me, Aisha, radiallahu anha, did you think that your prophet had betrayed you? I said, no, ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But I was afraid that your soul had been taken away because your sajda was very long. So he asked me, do you know which night this is? I said, Allah and his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam know best. He said, this is the night of the middle of Sha'ban. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks upon his slaves in this night and forgives those who seek forgiveness and bestows his mercy upon those who pray for mercy. On this night, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees a large number of the people from the fire, more than the number of the hairs growing on the sheep of the tribe of Kalb. But he does not even look at a person who associate partners with him, nor a person who nourishes malice in his heart against another Muslim, nor at a person who cuts off the ties of kinship, nor at a man who leaves his clothes extending beyond his ankles in a sign of pride and arrogance, nor at a person who disobeys his parents, nor at a person who has the habit of drinking alcohol. Again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, according to Mu'adh ibn Jabal, radiallahu an, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks upon all those he created on the night in the middle of Sha'ban, and he forgives them, everyone, except one who associates partners with him or the one who has malice in his heart against another Muslim. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you as I remind myself, each of us has a responsibility to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if for nothing else, that he guided us to know who he is. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us to have in our hearts and on our tongue, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. However, we have to protect our deen. We have to guard our faith. It is forever under attack. If we have any doubt about this, look at Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the examples of every prophet and the testing of their faith. That they are facing trials and they are facing tribulations. They face loss of wealth, of life, of property, of status. And that is the testing of their iman. So each of us has to guard our faith in light of these tests that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts upon us. And the reason for this is for what? To increase the strength of the faith. You can think of iman like a sword. If you have ever seen a sword maker make a sword, he beats it. In order for it to become strong, it's pounded and pounded and pounded and pounded and pounded. And then what happens? Then it's put into the fire. Then it's pounded and pounded and pounded and pounded. Then what? Then it's put into some more fire. Until it comes to the strength that it needs to be in order to be effective. Our faith is much the same way. And what happens if there's a flaw? Then that sword breaks and is discarded. So, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we have a deep responsibility to make sure that our faith is sound and strong. And we can't take it for granted. We cannot take this for granted. If you have any doubt, read what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he has said in way of instruction in Surah Al-Imran in Ayah 92. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hablana min ladunka rahma innaka anta wahhab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's telling us, or instructing us rather, to say, our Lord, do not change our hearts after you have guided us, but aid us with your mercy. Surely you are the compassionate. Innaka anta wahhab. This is a warning that there is a possibility you may lose your faith. This is a warning. It's a dua, but it's implying there's a possibility your heart can be changed. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا. Do not change our hearts بعد إذ هديتنا. After you have guided us. Look at what happened with Bani Israel. They were guided and their hearts changed. They had the prophet with them, Musa alayhi salam, and they denied him. In the face of what? Hearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak. لا نؤمن لك حتى نرى الله جهرا. We will not believe you, they said to Musa alayhi salam, until we see Allah manifest with our own eyes. We ain't gonna believe that light and magic trick show you just did. That's how they took it. This is how they understood it. Their hearts had been changed. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us to have the understanding. Do not take your deen for granted. We, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, and we're paraphrasing the hadith, but of course it's well known. There are those people who perform like the people of the fire until they are arm's length away from the fire and the gate. Just the arm's length away from the fire, the gates of hell. And then what has been written over them overcomes them, and they start to perform like the people of paradise until they enter it. And then there are those who perform like the people of paradise until there is nothing but an arm's length away from it and Jannah. And then what is written over them overcomes them, and they start to perform like the people of the fire until they enter it. So, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we cannot take this situation that Allah has given us as deen and understanding. And right now, alhamdulillah, we're Muslim. But that is not something that is secure. We do not know how we will meet our end. So we must pray and we must try to protect our faith. What does that have to do with this month? Everything. What does that have to do with this month? Everything. Nisfu Sha'ban, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, in case you are not aware, that night, the middle of Sha'ban, is the night in which it is announced what is going to happen for the rest of that year. What will be decreed, what will be decided. Kind of like, think of it like the divine docket. Everybody been to court. You know how you go to court. You may have forgot the notice and you go and look on the wall and see if your name is there with the number and what courtroom. Well, think of it as Nisfu Sha'ban. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it known what things may be decided. Who goes to Hajj and who will die and what provisions will be meted out. So it is wise for those who have wisdom and those who know to not miss this night. What day are we in now, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, inshallah? This day, tomorrow, and Sunday are the white nights, right? Those are the white nights. So Friday began today. This is the 13th. Tomorrow is the 14th. And then, inshallah ta'ala, Sunday is the 15th. Day or the middle, inshallah, of Sha'ban. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. It may actually be tomorrow night. Allah knows best because we may only have 29 days. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. That is why it's better to try to do what we can of observing this month in the best way that we can and pushing ourselves, inshallah ta'ala. It's not obligatory, but it's wise. If you know what's going on, you know that this is the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing something, inshallah, that concerns you, then it's best to pay attention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he didn't let us know this information just for us to have it and keep it in our pocket or, you know, to bring it up as a reference. It is a reason for this, for us to take advantage of this opportunity, as we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives us information about these times. reveals information about how he organizes the time in his divine state, and so that we can appreciate how to make use of that. He decides when he opens the gates for his blessings. We don't do that. He decides that, and only he can tell us when that time comes around. So I remind you of this, inshallah ta'ala, as I remind myself. Like the wise, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, they know that the provision that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, as he says in his book, رِزْقَكُمْ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ. What you are promised is in the heavens. Your rizq is with him. So what does that mean? Nobody can eat it but you. What you got is coming to you. What is for you will not miss you, and what is not won't meet you. Period. If it's yours, it's coming to you. If it ain't, don't think about it. That's how the Muslim, the wise Muslim, he keeps that on in mind at all times. Why? Nobody can enslave you as long as you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that has your provision. You're not going to shortchange yourself when it comes to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has encouraged you and advised you to do with your time. Specifically, as-salah. We're not going to make salah fit our schedule. We're going to make our schedule fit salah. Because that's the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designated. As he says in his book, and we have this ayah here. Inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaban mawquta. Surely the salat on the believers is at fixed times. You don't fix it according to your schedule. Someone called the masjid not too long ago. What time is the salat? Salatul Jummah. I said, inshallah, it starts at 1, it's over by 2, inshallah. No. What time do you actually stand to pray? I said, ya akhi. We don't have this in hadith where Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam divided the salah into pieces. He said, Salatul Jum'ah. Then he asked me, well, do you know someplace that I can go and have Jum'ah at 2:30? You know, I got some classes I have to take, and so I'm trying to fit that within, you know, my schedule. Subhanallah. That is not this deen. That is not this deen. We have a responsibility to follow what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made at fixed times. Kitaban mawquta. Fixed times. Otherwise, we miss the boat. This way, trying to make Islam convenient for you, like the idea that there's two Jum'ah, really? Where in the hadith or the practices of the companions do we find that? One Jum'ah and then second Jum'ah. Where? 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 I really would like to know who gave that as a fatwa. And how are you going to force that on Allah? Like, okay, we couldn't make it at this time, so we're going to pray at this time. Here you go, Allah. You know, we know it's late, but, you know, hey, there's your Jum'ah. As-salamu alaykum. This is Allah you're talking about. Ya ayyuhal insanu, ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem, alladhi khalaqaka. فسواك فعدلك في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك. The one who created you, shaped you, and gave you a just bias in any way that he decided to do so. What has distracted you? So we really have to ask ourselves, do we think in this day and age, the way that this has become commonplace, this is how we show up to deen? Is your iman, is your deen safe? Can you really let these opportunities that pass by and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designated as times for forgiveness, for mercy, and that your name may come up on this docket, can you afford to let that slip by? Or to listen to somebody say, oh, you know, that's bid'ah, that's crazy. No, there's no such thing as this. Oh, they get this strange hadith. People say that. People say that. Mind you, what is being encouraged is remembering Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making dua to Him. That's what's being encouraged. So again, the question is, can you afford to allow that time of mercy and forgiveness to pass you by? Do you really think you got it made? Did you get a burhan, a contract, an agreement, a guarantee? Did Jibreel alayhi salam come down? Assalamu alaikum, akhi, you got Jannah. Assalamu alaikum. Did he do that to you? He didn't. Okay, well then you can't afford that. Especially when everyone is encouraging us to do less than. Especially when 9 times out of 10, most of us show up to Jumu'ah at the last viable minute. You know, we'll call somebody. Somebody, what time they pray over there? Because you know you can't call the master, you didn't get an answer. So you call somebody who you know that goes there. What's about 1:30, 1:45, 2 o'clock? Okay, good, alhamdulillah. And we take our sweet time. As if this is okay. And we think that we're going to show up to our lost one to Allah, or that what? We're guaranteed to die as a Muslim. That we are guaranteed to die on Iman. None of us have ever faced death. We're still here. We've never tasted death. We don't know what's that like. The shaitan comes at each of us hard at that time. In full glory. With all his tools to make you shake and doubt. Right when he know you about to check out, he come with all his tools, everything at his disposal, to shake your heart, to make you swoon, to make you dizzy, and to make you forget to say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. At the time of death, what shows up? Your training. Your commitment. Your goal in this life, what you were serious about, what is in your heart, the true metal of you, that's what shows up. That when you're tested with death, you say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And the only way you do that is by giving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his respect. That when he calls, you stand. I'm there. When he says something, you take heed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes you among the muttaqun, those who, when he says, they listen. That is the key. So when we have an opportunity, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving away good deeds. Everyone, 70. We need to be the greedy for good deeds, not the greedy for good dunya. Don't come to Fajr. Don't know when the holy month of Ramadan starts. Don't give in zakat. Don't give in charity. Where's your deen? What, you carrying around a card that says you're a Muslim? Is that it? Where's your deen? Deen is in discipline, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Deen is not dunya. So I remind you again, as I remind myself, as Muslims, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has our provisions. We know that our actions are our own. We have to stand for them. We know that death will surprise us. So we keep our bags packed. And lastly, we know that no matter where we are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a witness. And so we are wise not to disobey him to his face. Again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, if you're not sure if your deen is safe, bi'idhnillah ta'ala, pay attention in this second half of this khutbah to what you possibly can gain in these days, inshallah, by doing a little effort and gaining a great reward. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, one hadith reports that once on the 15th night of Sha'ban, when a quarter of the night had passed, Jibreel alayhi salam came down and said to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raise your head. And so Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I looked up and I beheld the gates of paradise wide open. At the first gate, an angel was saying, good news for those who bow in worship on this night. And at the second gate, an angel was saying, good news for those who prostrate themselves in worship on this night. At the third gate, an angel was saying, good news for those who offer supplication on this night. At the fourth gate, an angel was saying, good news for those who remember Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this night. At the fifth gate, an angel was saying, good news for those who weep on this night for fear of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the fifth gate, there was an angel calling, saying, good news for those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this night. At the sixth gate, an angel was calling, good news for those who submit to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this night. At the seventh gate, there was an angel calling, is there anyone who will ask Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that their request may be granted? And at the eighth gate, there was an angel calling, is there anyone who seeks forgiveness so that they might be forgiven? I said, Ya Jibreel, alayhi salam, how long will these gates remain open? He, alayhi salam, replied, from the beginning of the night until the break of dawn. Then he said, Ya Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tonight Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has freed from the fire as many as the number of woolly hairs on the flocks and herds of the tribe of Kalb. Needless to say, they had a large amount of cattle and sheep. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as I remind myself, that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever says 1,000 times in the month of Sha'ban, and this means at any time during the month, but especially at night, they say, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah wa la na'budu illa iya mukhlisina lahu ad-deena wa law kariha al-kafirun. That is to say, there is no God except Allah alone, no partners has He, and we worship no one except Him, offering ourselves solely for him through this deen, even though the disbelievers hate it. 1,000 times, again, continuing the hadith, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write this as a supplication equal to 1,000 years of worship. And he will erase 1,000 sins for 1,000 years. And you will wake up from your grave on the day of judgment with your face shining like the full moon. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I advise you, as I advise myself, that to make Sunday a day of fasting and Saturday night a night of worship, inshallah ta'ala. If you can do it all night, inshallah, Saturday, this night, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night, alhamdulillah. But if you have to pick, inshallah ta'ala, try to do your best on Saturday night. And what to do? I'll tell you. Inshallah ta'ala, there's no one here who does not know Qul Hu Allahu Ahad, the surah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Qul Hu Allahu Ahad, Allahu Samad, Lam Yalid, Wa Lam Yulad, Wa Lam Yakul Lahu Kufuwan Ahad. Surah Al-Ikhlas, which is chapter 112 of the Holy Quran. I'm praying there's no one here that doesn't know it. Unless you're a new Muslim, then you can learn it in 5 minutes. You got your phone, record it, and learn it. This is one of the smallest surahs in the Holy Quran that has an immense value. Saying it one time is like reciting one-third of the Holy Quran in value. So, if you don't know it, please learn it. If you do know it, alhamdulillah, we continue. What is the significance of this? There is a salah in the Nawafil Salah, non-obligatory salah, that's called Salatul Khayr, the salat of the good. Now, not everybody can do this. We understand that. But for those of you who have the heart, and inshallah ta'ala, the endurance, it consists of 100 rak'ahs. Do it any way that you wish, if it's 2 or 4. 100 rak'ahs. In each rak'ah, you recite Qul Hu Allahu Ahad 10 times. That gives you what? 1,000 recitations of Qul Hu Allahu Ahad. Now, for those of you who doubt that this was the practice of the companions, let me remind you. Hassan al-Basri radiallahu anhu reported, been a very well-known hadith and very well authenticated. He said, 30 of the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam related to me that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look 70 times upon one who performs this prayer on this night. With each glance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill 70 of that person's needs, the least of which is the granting of his forgiveness. So, this was a practice of the companions, inshallah ta'ala. If Allah blesses you to be able to do it, alhamdulillah, here's what I would advise you, at least, is to recite Qul Hu Allahu Ahad 1,000 times. Bi'idhnillah ta'ala, you gain the reward. It shouldn't take you more than an hour and a half if you sit and concentrate and do that. What harm are you going to get from this? If anything, inshallah ta'ala, for every 3 recitations, you would have recited the Holy Quran. And you would have gained what? The reward of remembering Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this night. Again, the significance of this is what? If your name is on that docket, if your name is on that docket, that this is the year that you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you would have stacked your deck. I remind you again, as I remind myself, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, if Almighty, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if Allah azza wa jal on the day of judgment accepts one good deed from you, you are going to paradise. We just don't know which one. We may do good deeds thinking they're good and they're not accepted. Or we get them accepted and they'll start bragging about them and then they go all out the book. Or we find ourselves in debt and then we got to pay somebody our good deeds on Yawm al-Qiyamah. We don't know how we're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the wise Muslim never misses the opportunity to stack his deck. That is my advice to you and to myself, inshallah ta'ala. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, if you want to know something that beats all of that, all of the 1,000 recitations of La ilaha illallah, and all of even the recitation of Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad. What beats all of this, every single thing, one act, pure sadaqah for the face of Allah. لا تناولوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون. You will not attain piety until you spend for Allah's cause from what you love. I can guarantee you, I can get a dollar from everybody, but y'all gonna hesitate when I start counting to 100. I can ask each of you for a dollar and no hesitation. When I say, well, give me $100, that is when you're gonna start pausing. Allah gave you what you have, and He knows what you love. And so if you really, really, really believe, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, you would think wisely about what I'm gonna say. My brother Abdul Hakim was sitting on this floor. My brother Abdul Hakim used to open this masjid. My brother Abdul Hakim was here 1 year ago. He did not live to see this day. So his name was on that docket last year. None of us know if ours is on it this year. You are wise to spend with Allah while you have the opportunity. For now, each of us that pray, that brother gets a reward for that because he helped this masjid. Do you want that for yourself? Then you should invest. These are the days to invest, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. We may look at the holy month of Ramadan as near, but death may be closer. We may say, oh, we only got a few days. And the angel of death is saying, yeah, they do. So, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, don't let these opportunities pass you by as if you have a guarantee to see a better day. You are in your day. Use it. Please, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah gave us this opportunity. We could be in a beautiful masjid that is being taken care of by the government who won't accept any of your sadaqah. Not for the masjid. But Allah blessed us with this opportunity here. And to give purely for this cause. And to gain purely. And to gain great rewards. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, whatever you give, tajiduhu indallah, you will find it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please, my dear Muslim brothers and sisters, gain while you can. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله ولي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد عباد الله إن الله يعمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعيذكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر